News on the Information Radio Network. I'm Richard Stewart. There may be good reason for U.S. soldiers in Baghdad to be concerned about suicide attacks. Marines say they found nearly 50 vests packed with explosives and ball bearings, along with empty hangars. Military planners hope Saddam Hussein's hometown may fall without much of a fight. Tikrit could be the last stand for Saddam Hussein's most loyal backers. The city's been softened up by weeks of airstrikes. Correspondent Mark Smith reports that President Bush is reinforcing the warning that the war is not yet over.
Bush is using his weekly radio address to drive home points he made after visiting a pair of military hospitals yesterday. That though Saddam Hussein's regime may be gone and Iraqis may be celebrating liberation, the coalition military's still got fighting to do. Thus, he says he's not ready to declare victory and won't do so until General Tommy Franks, the top U.S. commander, tells him the required objectives have been achieved.
This is IRN.
Tom. Girl named Celestina. Celestina can't go to school because every day she has to take care of her younger sister, Carolina. Her folks work all day long but get paid very little. This week they only made enough to buy corn for a few days, and it's all the food they've got. Now that means these girls will go hungry. My wife and I knew what we had to do.
You can give one child hope by helping World Vision tackle the root causes of poverty with proven effective programs like medical clinics, schools, and agricultural training for their parents. All for less than $1 a day or only $26 per month. For your free information package, call now 866-279-9435. That's 866-279-9435. Give a child in need a chance for a better tomorrow. Call 866-279-9435.
A home from Germany to the United States. She'll continue her recuperation at a hospital in Washington. Things have calmed down a bit in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, the scene of looting and chaos yesterday. Correspondent Brian Murphy has more.
U.S. forces today began to move into the heart of the northern city of Mosul in force. At least one convoy that I was with was about 25 to 30 vehicles, Humvees, support vehicles, troop carriers, moving into the city, which had been the scene of some really widespread looting.
The leaders of Russia, France, and Germany are calling on the UN to play a key role in rebuilding Iraq. At a summit in Russia today, French President Jacques Chirac also signaled that he wants to mend fences with the U.S. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt, and once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment, which might be as much as 50% lower. If you're in over your head financially, let Debtscape help get you out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
The two latest SARS deaths in China are reported in the northern region of Inner Mongolia. The mysterious respiratory disease has killed at least 60 people in China. It has claimed more than 100 lives worldwide. Correspondent Joe McDonald reports the World Health Organization continues its investigation.
World Health Organization investigators who are in Beijing, they just started an examination yesterday of how the health authorities in the Chinese capital are handling the disease here. The World Health Organization issued a report earlier this week saying that hospitals in Beijing were failing to provide needed daily reports on this disease and that authorities were failing to track down people who had contact with infected people.
The group Human Rights Watch and leaders of the Cuban exile community in the U.S. are outraged by Cuba's quick execution of three men convicted of hijacking a ferry. Four others received life sentences and another four drew shorter terms. The hijacking was an attempt to get to the United States. The executive director of the Americans Division of Human Rights Watch says the executions, less than 2 weeks after the hijacking, show a disregard of the right to a defense. Martha Burke says she won't need a cast of thousands to make her point near the site of the Masters Golf Tournament. Burke is leading a protest over Augusta National's male-only membership policy. Also, Reverend Jesse Jackson is sending some of his supporters, but he will not be there. Meanwhile, rival organizations also plan to show up, including a KKK splinter group. I'm Richard Stewart, and you've been listening to news on IRN.
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-public
exact
number.
News. Exact weather. Exact traffic. Exactly when you need it on AM 990. WXCT. The all-new 990 PM.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Ah, yes, and the Crazy Boys are back. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show.
I'm Stephen Pickford, and in studio with Ella Sobel. Today, talking about Richmond, Virginia. I was there back in 1998, and you were just down there recently.
That's right, and it was a wonderful trip.
Hi, I'm Cindy Thompson for RAD, recording artist.
Good morning, Janine. How are you today?
I'm fine, Ella. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Travel World.
Well, thank you for having me.
I was really, really excited when I heard about that Richmond trip, and we always hear about people passing through Richmond on their way, say, to Florida or somewhere else that's warmer, and I was really, really impressed with how much there is to see and do in the Richmond area. I mean, you can keep going for days and days.
I think that's true, and that's one of the things that we've been working on. So many people just, it's a stop along the way, it's halfway to somewhere else, but if you get off the interstate, there is so much to see and do. There's history, there's art, science. We have a beautiful river, lots of activities on the riverfront. So, yes, you can spend days here in Richmond.
And not only that, but you've got some wonderful restaurants. I know that I tried a few, the Tobacco Company, Pomegranate, Acacia. I like the Tobacco Company restaurant because it's actually a third-floor warehouse. And we all know about Tobacco Row in Richmond.
Yes.
And this was really quite impressive because it spoke to you of those old days to a certain degree.
It did, and there's a whole section of town called Shaco Slip that in the 1800s and early 1900s were tobacco warehouses and other warehouses, and then as companies moved on, manufacturing changed. The warehouses sat empty for years, and Tobacco Company was the first restaurant to come in the late 70s, early 80s, and the whole area has just bloomed in the last 20 years. There are restaurants as you frequented, there are shops, hotels. It's a great place to come stay. You can also walk around. It's very accessible.
They also have great cheesecake, don't they?
Yes. Richmond has some wonderful restaurants, and the food is, I mean, you can make a trip just on food. There's ethnic food of all sorts, but there's also just some wonderful American dishes that have just been changed over the years, whether it's chicken or steak. But there's a great selection of restaurants here.
There's also one thing that I also really enjoyed was taking a ride down Monument Avenue. I found that was really interesting. It's reminiscent of a lot of the European cities, the way it's set up with the median in the middle and the monuments.
Yes, and Monument Avenue is one of the only streets in America that has a national landmark designation. There are 7 to 8 monuments on it. That's where it gets its name. The majority of the monuments are Civil War veterans, soldiers, President Jefferson Davis. And the latest one is Arthur Ashe, who was born and raised in Richmond. But the houses are just magnificent, as you saw. They're primarily from the early 1900s, late 1800s, and it's kind of a nice way to look at architecture, too. There are walking tours along Monument Avenue offered by several groups, and they can give you a sense of how the city grew. And at that time, the city was kind of had stopped at one point, and the monuments kind of drew people out of the inner city and started developing Richmond further west.
Another nice area is the Fan District.
Yes. And that's right next door, more or less, to Monument Avenue. Again, a early Victorian neighborhood that's pretty much still intact. A lot of houses have been renovated over the last 20, 25 years. Very easy, walkable, very neighborhood-like with corner stores, schools locally. It's a beautiful neighborhood, and especially now in the spring, the flowers are blooming. It's a wonderful place to be walking.
It really is. Now, you've also got another area that's called Carytown that I particularly enjoyed because you've got all kinds of small, eclectic shops, and there's something for everybody there.
There is, and that's another area that has been revitalized in the last maybe 10 years. It's been around since the 1930s, but it's gone up and down. But you're right, the stores are very eclectic. No chains, no Gaps, no JCPenney, anything like that. Everything's a individually owned, locally owned shop, and there's everything from dry cleaners to clothing stores to wine shops to everyone's favorite, which is called World of Mirth, and it's a toy store. It's the toys that you remember as a child, but also new toys that kids today would enjoy. And it's, again, a wonderful place just to walk. Great people watching.
Oh, I thought so.
Wonderful coffee shops. Just sit back and watch the people. And, yes, that is another place that Richmond's very proud of and glad that we have.
And what's also nice is you have a Richmond Pass, which allows the tourists to come in and buy this particular pass and have some savings on a lot of the attractions.
This is true. The Richmond Pass allows you to choose any five attractions that you want to go to, and it costs $15. And Richmond has a wealth of attractions. We have over 20 museums, historic sites, gardens. Some are free, but there are some that charge a minimal. But the pass does make it a 40% savings over buying just directly from each of the attractions. So it gives you a chance to kind of taste Richmond in the way that you want to and have a savings. And we're working on adding some savings to that, whether it's restaurants, retail. So if people come down the next year or so, they may find that, you know, they can save even more money.
Which is great. I mean, like, there really is so much to do in Richmond. I mean, I had the opportunity to discover several places. There's the Henricus Historical Park. There's
yes.
Maymont. You're coming up to the Historic Garden Week.
Yes. It's in the third week of April. We pray that it won't rain. But it's a beautiful time to come to Richmond and Virginia because there are houses that are open that are not generally open to the public. They're private homes that the Garden Club of Virginia works with to open up. You're touring the house, but you're also touring their gardens. And oftentimes these are, you know, private gardens that have either been landscaped by well-known people in town or just the individual house owner who's done it. And it's a nice little way to see how people really live throughout Virginia. And every day is a different city. Richmond, I believe, is the 22nd through the 24th of April.
That's
so, really, yes, a wonderful time.
It is nice because then you get more of a feeling for the people of Richmond, how they live, the types of flowers they like, and you get more of a real feeling for the city that way, I'd say.
I think so, too, and I think that's becoming more and more the trend with people that are traveling. They enjoy going to historic sites and museums, but they also want to know what makes that particular town, city, area tick. What do the people, what are they interested in, how do they live? And I think that's one thing about Richmond and its neighborhoods is that there's so many wonderful neighborhoods to walk through and drive through that you can get a sense of what a town is like, and you're not just going through museums. And Richmond's small enough that you can get around easily. Nothing's more than 20 minutes away from something else. So it's a good place to come and spend a couple of days.
Instead of just driving through.
Yes, instead of just driving through. We want you to come and stay and experience us.
Well, I know that I really enjoyed my stay a few years ago in Richmond. I can highly recommend it to everyone. I know Ella greatly enjoyed it, and you can check out more information about Richmond on the internet at www.richmondva.org or give the Richmond Convention Bureau a call at 1-800-370-9004 for all the information on garden tours, history, a great combination of food and history in one location and easily accessible from anywhere in the Northeast. So Richmond, Virginia.
Well, we invite you down and enjoy our Southern hospitality.
Thank you very much, Janine Charbonneau from Richmond Convention Bureau, Richmond, Virginia. Our recommendation this morning on Travel World will be continuing after the break with more on Richmond and Virginia.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 866-490-3992. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
I turned my flabby abs into a six-pack in 2 days using my no-work, no-sweat, fold-away super-duper stomachizer.
Come on now, you know that's not how it works. There's no magic formula, and a couple of training sessions won't miraculously make you fit. That's why we at the Training Edge Fitness Center create personal training programs and give you the guidance and support to achieve your long-term fitness goals. See yourself as you can be. Go ahead, make it happen. Change your life at the Training Edge Fitness Center. We give you the edge. Call 747-3599. Today's lesson.
Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos.
In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying Cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
Experience something so unique, so different. A show like no other. Be swept away by the music, the lights, and the amazing artistry of the world's best. It's Chevy Champions on Ice 25th Anniversary Tour. Come celebrate with five-time world champion Michelle Kwan, America's own Sasha Cohen, and an unprecedented cast of 26 Olympic and world medalists from around the globe. Plus the death-defying moves of amazing on-ice acrobatics, hilarious on-ice antics, and experience 25 years of Olympic magic from the world's best skaters. Chevy Champions on Ice 25th Anniversary Tour. Come join the celebration Sunday afternoon, April 13th at Hartford Civic Center. Tickets are on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone.
Welcome to the Minsk Caviar Company.
Thank you very much. I'm applying for the top sales job.
Job filled. We do have job as fish squeezer.
Fish squeezer?
How do you think we get caviar? Where are you from?
Connecticut.
Boy, you come far.
I was online looking for a job at that monstrously monstrous job website.
Oh, here. Let me show you how to squeeze the fish.
If you want to stick closer to home, the perfect online site for job searching is HartfordHelpWanted.com. All full of part-time jobs are in Connecticut. One click and you can read all the Help Wanted ads. Another click allows you to look at in-depth job descriptions. At HartfordHelpWanted.com, you can even place your own resume free, which gives people hiring a chance to find you.
California is known for its advances in leg waxing.
Oh, I had in mind a sales job I saw on the Humongously Humongous website.
Well, that's been filled, but we do have an opening for a leg wax demonstrator. Are your legs hairy? Let me see. Oh, perfect.
If finding a job close to home is important, then check out HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name. Amazing results.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Ah, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Ella's theme song, talking about Richmond, Ella, take it.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
Yes, sir. Fine. Good morning.
David Ruth is the assistant superintendent of the Richmond, Virginia National Battlefield Park. Glad to have you with us on Travel World this morning, David.
Oh, it's great to be here.
As we know, Richmond was the Confederate capital for the Civil War, and there's Richmond's so rich in history.
It's an incredibly rich city in history, not just Civil War, but it starts from the early days when the city was established and really continues actually up to this very day. I think Richmond is known for making history. So, and certainly the Civil War is in the middle of that.
Now, the Civil War Visitor Center is located at the Treadkerr Iron Works. Can you tell me a little bit why that location was chosen?
The Treadkerr Iron Works is just an incredible resource along the James River in the center part of Richmond, and the site is the premier iron production center for the Confederacy. And in that, there were buildings that remain today that made perfect facilities for a museum complex. And the National Park Service was invited to come down there in 1999 and move our headquarters from what was a very tiny building at the site of Chimborazo Hospital, one of the Confederate hospitals that was built during the war. And we were asked to open up our main visitor center down there. And with 12,000 square feet, we can really tell the story well of Richmond at war, not just the military story, but the home front story, the story of how the military and the home front paralleled each other through the 4 years of war.
That's quite interesting. Now, there's also a number of battlefields that are in and around the Richmond area.
Yeah, so in addition to the Treadkerr Iron Works, where we try to get visitors to come first because that's where they can get the overview of the entire story of the war. But following that, we try to urge visitors to get out into the various battlefield sites that surround the city. And we have 10 of those sites that begin a driving tour that is about 60 miles that links all of them together. And these are places like Beaver Dam Creek, Gaines's Mill, where Robert E. Lee won his first victory and the site of one of the largest Confederate assaults of the war, and Malvern Hill, part of the 1862 campaigns against the city of Richmond by Union forces. And then we also have battlefields that relate to the 1864 campaigns when Ulysses S. Grant came back in 1864 to try to capture the city and the Confederate Army. And the resulting battles, particularly Cold Harbor and those around Fort Harrison, were really well known for their tremendous amount of casualties that occurred there.
Now, we know also that there's a lot of popular music that was inspired by events of the war. Richmond is probably one of the most rich areas to learn about all of these kinds of things. But another one of the aspects, too, is medical history. Medicine made some amazing advances during the war, and you can also find out about that in Richmond.
I think that was one of the real opportunities that we realized when we moved to Treadkerr, because it meant that our facility at Chimborazo could be rehabilitated to tell the story of Confederate medicine. And in our building of about 2,000 square feet, we have just opened up, actually last summer, opened up an exhibition that talks about 19th century medicine and really focuses on the Confederate medical story through a film that lasts about 15 minutes and just tremendous exhibits that really show just what you were talking about, the kind of advancements that were made and the struggles of particularly the Confederacy in trying to keep medicines available to the physicians, and how they went about dealing with the 75,000 patients that were treated at Chimborazo during the war. And it's truly amazing to imagine that out of 75,000 patients who were severely wounded or were severely sick, only 8,000 died, knowing the kind of medicines and materials that they had to use at that time.
Well, it's methods like that, of course, just by the sheer volume of people that created a lot of the procedures that we take for granted today. I mean, things like embalming, and one of the reasons, of course, they had to ship these bodies home. And, you know, it's a long trip by train, and, you know, it's kind of hot, and they had to do something to do something about, you know, rotting corpses, what they're going to smell like. I mean, really. And that was one of the things they advanced, too. Plus, the nickname of some doctors, they called them Sawbones, is something that came from the Civil War.
Absolutely. And one of the things we try to do is evaluate honestly the surgeons. And I think visitors, when they've come to the site, will leave knowing that even though some of these surgeons did have nicknames like that, by far and large, these men were really educated doctors for their time. They knew what they knew based on their training in medical schools, and they gave everything that they could to try to heal soldiers. and make them well again. And there's many, many myths that have circulated about physicians, and we try to dispel some of those. I think probably one of the greatest ones is the statement, biting the bullet, and the assumption that there was not anesthesia available at that time, or available in low quantities. And, you know, we go to great lengths to tell people that very, very, very few surgeries actually took place without either ether or chloroform, that these surgeons did everything that they could to have that painkiller available, because they knew what it did for the soldier.
Well, for sure.
To kill the pain.
A lot of the other things, too. I mean, one of the other interesting museums is the Museum of the Confederacy. We have a picture
That's
of one
right.
of our correspondents, Vic Phillips, standing right in front of it, right on our website.
And I would say that one of our missions at the Civil War Visitor Center at the Tredegar Iron Works is to introduce people to the story of Richmond Battlefield, but also we introduce people to the other type of Civil War venues available in Richmond. And this is a place you can't pull off the interstate and spend an afternoon. Certainly you can, but what we try to do is show people the full range of things available, and you could spend a week in Richmond.
Yeah.
We have the Museum of the Confederacy, the Valentine Museum, the Virginia Historical Society, just in the city itself, and many other facilities that have opened up that have a relationship to the Civil War and really are just fascinating treatments of various subjects relating to the war.
With a wealth of museums like that, I hope you don't mind if you indulge me a little bit in a sort of a rock and roll music fan's perspective on things. One of my favorite songs is by the band called The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Right.
Now, when Joan Baez redid the song, she mussed up the lyrics enough that you really miss the point of the song. The band's singer, Levon Helm, actually took this one. He was the drummer because he hailed from Virginia, and you can actually hear the melancholy in his voice. I mean, the events are based on real-life events. For instance, well, Virgil Caine was a fictitious character, but there was the Danville Train. Can you tell us a bit more about the Danville Train and who Stoneman's cavalry was?
Well, you know, this is the great thing about these kinds of interviews, because that in the end, I always end up learning some things myself. So I'm going to have to go ahead and listen to that song again. But of course, you know, what I would mention is that there were numerous raiders, including General Stoneman and his cavalry, who made various raids into the southwestern portion of Virginia. And as I understand it, that song, just as you mentioned, references one of those raids in the Danville area. But I'm going to have to go listen to that song again.
Oh, it's a good song.
One of my all-time favorites. But listen to the way the band did it, and you're going to get the real point of the song. They talk about also the conditions of the soldiers during the war. I mean, in the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. And they mentioned Richmond by name. By
That's
May
right.
the 10th, Richmond had fell.
Right.
It was a time I remember oh so well.
Oh, yeah. We do that a lot around here. You're going to have to forgive us for that kind of thing.
No, you're not alone.
I also really like the setup at the Tredegar Iron Works. I like the way you set up the whole exhibit.
Well, thank you. I'm very proud of the fact that visitors can come there and spend a tremendous amount of time looking at not just the traditional museum exhibits, but other portions of it, like the recorded voices of the civilians, both black and white, young and old, and the military, both Union and Confederate, and both black Union soldiers and white Union soldiers. And I think just by listening to the voices and the portions of diaries that were selected, visitors can really get an understanding for the emotion, the passion, and the losses and the suffering that really took place during the war that just looking at objects sometimes really doesn't convey.
Well, David Ruth, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Travel World, giving us more information on the Richmond National Battlefield Park, more on the internet at www.nps.gov/rich. We'll be back with more on Richmond, Virginia. Stay listening to Travel World on the new AM 990, The X.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Hello? Hi, David. Thanks very much for joining us. All right. Well, perhaps we'll come back another time. We can actually take care
exact
of
it. News, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990 WXCT Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh, sorry about that. I really, really tried, and I had it queued up a little bit too late.
That's okay. Oh. Says it doesn't know if Saddam Hussein is alive or dead. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks says there are conflicting reports about Saddam's fate and that the search for key regime leaders continues. Looters in Baghdad have trashed Iraq's National Museum. A guard says hundreds of people attacked on Thursday and took away many of the country's archaeological treasures in wheelbarrows and on pushcarts. Rescued POW Jessica Lynch is heading home today. She's being flown from Germany to the U.S. and will go to a Washington hospital for further treatment of her injuries. Opponents of the U.S. war in Iraq say they will switch the emphasis to what they see as a U.S. occupation. There are demonstrations around the country today. It also should be reminded that there are those that support the war. This is SRN News.
Oh, how I love pizza. Let me count the ways. Cheesy mozzarella, thick sauce, pepperoni, sausage and mushrooms too. Don't forget onions and olives, plus green and red bell peppers sprinkled with fresh garlic. Now that makes a pizza. Okay, that's my kind of pizza. Yours may be ham and pineapple, or maybe you like eggplant on your pizza. My point is that searching for a great pizza can turn into a lifelong quest. Well, search no further than Ronaldo's at 378 North Main Street in Southington. Handmade dough, the finest ingredients, and best customer service all make a great formula for the best pizza around. Ask for Chris and tell him you heard this ad, and he'll give you the radio discount. Having a party or maybe just a get-together that you don't want to cook for? Ronaldo's caters all kinds of events like weddings, stag parties, graduation, and birthday parties. We're talking chicken marsala, eggplant, or chicken parmesan, just to name a few of the items on the menu. Big or small, let Ronaldo's cater your special event. Call Ronaldo's at 860-621-6005 or stop by at 378 North Main Street in Southington.
I'm Derek Cope, race car driver and TV analyst. You've probably heard me talk about Avacor, the revolutionary hair regrowth system that has been successful for most everyone who's used it. Now, listen to what Avacor users have to say about this remarkable treatment.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Nothing has worked like this product to restore the hair that I had when I was in my 20s. Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
Avacor is safe and effective. It's worked for tens of thousands of satisfied users, including me. Let Avacor work to regrow your hair naturally.
Join the tens of thousands of satisfied customers who have reversed their hair loss with Avacor. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for one full year. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. That's 800-261-6945.
How do I coach an athlete to swim like a fish?
How do I coach an athlete to run like the wind?
And how do I give that athlete an unbending will to succeed?
I do it with dedication.
And training.
And pride. Because our athletes are Special Olympics athletes. They are children and adults in your community who are eager for the chance to show the world what they can do. And with your help, their dreams can become reality.
Be a Special Olympics coach. If you're at least 18 years of age and have a love for sports or have coached teams in the past, Special Olympics wants you to share your special skills with our athletes.
Please call to find out more about Special Olympics at 1-800-700-8585. That's 1-800-700-8585.
Be a coach. Inspire greatness.
Special Olympics. Thank you.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Back to the Travel World Radio Show. Richmond, Virginia is very easy to love.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Tom Brenda is the assistant director of the Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden in Richmond, Virginia. Glad to have you with us on Travel World this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Springtime has sprung, but it's when you visit the botanical garden, hey, flowers all year round, and a great time of the year to be visiting the garden.
Well, that's true. We have flowers indoors and out. There's 80 acres at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden, and about 30 of those acres are intensively gardened and look good all 12 months out of the year. During winter in Richmond, though, you need a special eye to enjoy an outdoor landscape, and that's why we have a conservatory indoors for flowers there, too.
What I enjoyed when I was down in Richmond in a few months ago was I came for a tour. I had a hard hit tour of the conservatory. It was opening in March, I believe.
Yes, that's right, Ella. And we have three wings on the conservatory, a central area that is dedicated to palms and some beautiful, this week, flowering orchids and longiflorum lilies. And then a tropical wing that gives you a chance to close your eyes and take a deep breath and think that you're back into a jungle tropical environment. And then another area that is devoted to a changeable floral display. Right now the theme is an English cottage garden, complete with a thatched roof cottage and just lots of beautiful flowering plants. Tulips, daffodils, floris genista, foxglove, it's all in there in that garden.
Now, you were talking about the changeable display. How often do you change those displays?
Well, at this time of year, the tulips and daffodils in the conservatory display at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden last only about 2 weeks' time, just about the same that they might last outdoors. So our horticulturists are busy replacing those flowering plants about every 2 weeks. Many of our orchids, however, last up to 2 months, and so it just depends on the season and the style of display. So there's always something new there at the conservatory at Lewis Ginter.
And how long does it usually take to set up these exhibits?
Well, our horticulture staff does the planning indoors and out about a year in advance. And we work with the growers, both our own and some of the outside contract growers in the Richmond, Virginia area. And then as it comes closer to planting day, we assemble the staff and the volunteers. And then for two or three very intensive days, we're busy changing out all the floral design inside the conservatory.
That must be quite exciting, though.
Well, it is. It's exciting for us, and the volunteers enjoy it because there's some very nice camaraderie. And our visitors are there during the time that we're changing the plants, too, so we have plenty of supervisors.
And you've also got a tea house there.
We do. One of our first projects at Richmond's Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden was to build an indoor dining facility, and that's open weekdays and is open for lunch. And it's a beautiful place to sit on the deck, look out at the Japanese-style garden, and enjoy a really nice lunch.
Excellent. That's great. You've also got an educational section called Branching Out.
We do, and the Branching Out program is a series of education programs for adults, covers all the aspects of gardening. And so if you're interested in a floral design program or a program on the best plants for the region, we can offer that. It is gardening for the middle Atlantic states, so some of the listeners, the plant information might be a little too warm, but it mm-hmm. certainly is a good way to enjoy a day at the garden. And we have other educational programs that have a little bit broader range. And we also have a library that's a resource center for anybody who's interested in gardening, any aspects of gardening or floral design, or even some unusual things that have to do with conservation, bird watching. It's all there in our library at Lewis Ginter Garden.
How long do the courses usually last?
Most of our courses are part day courses. And some go on part day for a number of weeks in a row. So for folks who are in our region, they can drive in and enjoy those. But if somebody is interested in traveling from a distance, because I know your listeners are spread across a great area,
That's right. Can
go to our website, which is lewisginter.org, LewisGinter.org, and look up and see which of the courses is being offered. And we have some folks who travel a distance, spend a weekend with us in the Richmond area, and attend one of these courses. Many are offered on Saturdays.
Well, that sounds great, because that way people that are working full-time still can take advantage of these courses.
Yes, Ella, and we have courses that go on year-round.
Now, looking at the pictures here that Ella brought back, just brings back the colors, the vibrancy, what a variety of native plants. And I think visiting the southern states, there's a great emphasis on gardens within southern culture.
Well, we think that is true, and the gardening that has been going on in the James River area of Virginia started with the necessary agriculture of the first of the colonists who were here, and we're about to celebrate 400 years that is of established culture in this area of the country. And so right within a day's drive of us, we have many popular spots. Thomas Jefferson's home, Monticello, many of the other early presidents were Virginians. And we have Colonial Williamsburg and Jamestown, and then all these wonderful gardens. And the Garden Club of Virginia sponsors a open house for many, many of the private gardens in the last week of April of every year. So it's a great time to come to this region of North America.
For someone traveling with children, it's also an opportunity to introduce them to some of these more finer things in life.
Well, that is true, and we have many children's gardening programs for school children within the region, but if families come to the garden, we have about four different programs that are self-guided tours that parents and children can do together, and so we hope that everyone will be happy with the day in Richmond and at Lewis Ginter Garden.
With so much stress in our everyday lives, there is something special about going to a garden and just going, spending that hour or so to put yourself out in a different frame of mind.
Well, we think so, too. And it is a chance to also get out of the car and do a nice stroll. And because we're located just off Interstate 95, we're just 2 minutes off the interstate. We think it would be one of the best rest stops on a trip north or south.
I certainly enjoyed my visit there. I mean, you've got a nice property. It's large. You can walk comfortably. It's very enjoyable.
Well, thank you, Ella. And there's a historical home there and a garden that harks back to a Victorian age. And then the more contemporary gardens that are filled with floral color, a garden that is devoted to plants that have healing. You know, the listeners who are within your range who have visited their own botanical gardens or the Montreal Botanical Garden, which is, I think, the third largest plant collection in the world, we're probably a fairly small newcomer compared to those gardens. But we're growing, and we have many of these facilities that are perfect for visitors. Plenty of places to eat, a little place to shop. We think it'd be a great day if somebody would come to Richmond and visit Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden.
It certainly is a good place to stop over. You've also got the Historic Garden Week coming up.
Yes, yes. Each year in Virginia, the Garden Club of Virginia sponsors that, and this year will be that last full week in April, and we think that that would be a wonderful time to visit the region. The gardens are in bloom with flowering dogwoods, eastern redbuds. Most of the tulips are peaking at that time of year, the azaleas. It's a wonderful time to be in Virginia.
It must be such a nice burst of color.
Oh, it is, absolutely, and the gardens have been designed for that purpose, and we have professional landscape architects and landscape gardeners who help us with our plantings, and then our horticulturists enjoy the process of adding the seasonal color, and they work on just the right color combinations. It really is a wonderful thing.
You also have a number of volunteers, I believe.
We do. We, like every other not-for-profit organization, relies on its volunteers in order to accomplish the daily tasks. And we have over 600 volunteers who help us out during the course of the year. Some work in the admissions area and help to greet our guests and spend a few minutes giving them an orientation to the garden. We have others that take tours on the tours that are provided for the guests. And then others serve as interpreters. But we also have gardeners who are volunteers, and they come with their gloves and their hand tools and work out in the garden every day. They learn a lot about gardening from our staff. In many cases, we learn from them because they're folks who have gardened their lifetime, and so they can share information with our horticulture staff. So it's a great experience for us all.
A great experience for anyone in the Richmond, Virginia area dropping by to look at some of the plants year-round at the Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden. Tom Brenda, the assistant director, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World. The website, again, is www.lewisginter.org or telephone 804-262-9887 for more information on the Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden, Conservatory, Tea House, all the great things to spend a few relaxing hours while studying the history and culture of Richmond and the former Confederate capital.
A really soft moment of détente.
Yes, a doux moment de détente, of course, the horticulturalist. To go downtown, we were talking earlier about the Acacia restaurant, put it all together. Richmond, Virginia has it all.
Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite, home right here on the X, 990 AM. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Inhalants such as hairspray and nail polish remover are being abused by young children. These common household products, when abused, have the potential of causing death on a first try. Beware of the dangers.
This message from Grace's Restaurant, 1678 Meriden Waterbury Turnpike in Southington, where you can relax and enjoy a good meal and friendly service. The customer always comes first, and the meal comes fast at Grace's Restaurant, 1678 Meriden Waterbury Turnpike in Southington. Stop in today, where they always do their part to help our entire community. They ask all parents to reach out to your kids before they reach for drugs.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 866-490-3992. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Experience something so unique, so different. A show like no other. Be swept away by the music, the lights, and the amazing artistry of the world's best. It's Chevy Champions on Ice 25th Anniversary Tour. Come celebrate with five-time world champion Michelle Kwan, America's own Sasha Cohen, and an unprecedented cast of 26 Olympic and world medalists from around the globe. Plus the death-defying moves of amazing on-ice acrobatics, hilarious on-ice antics, and experience 25 years of Olympic magic from the world's best skaters. Chevy Champions on Ice 25th Anniversary Tour. Come join the celebration. Sunday afternoon, April 13th at Hartford Civic Center. Tickets are on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone.
Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed to work. All natural New Hair comes in a convenient tablet form with formulas targeted specifically for men and women. Take two tablets every day, and New Hair goes to work on your entire scalp. Plus, order now and New Hair costs under $40 a month. So if you're frustrated with your hair loss problem, try clinically tested New Hair. It's all natural, convenient to use, and New Hair comes with up to a six-month guarantee. So call now, 800-481-9971. Remember, New Hair is guaranteed for up to 6 months to improve your hair loss problem for men and women. Call right now and order. 800-481-9971. 800-481-9971. 800-481-9971.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990. WXCT Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Goodbye to all my friends I've known and the travel agent I trusted. I'm riding along on this beat up old plane. Look out the window, all the rivets are rusted. As that ground crew pushes us backwards on that rickety L-1011. I'm feeling around for that flotation device. And when the safety film is shown, I'm paying close attention.
Yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. with the theme song of Northwest Airlines. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yes, many years ago, 1998, 1999, we traveled aboard Northwest, and at the time, we had nothing but praise for them. But of course, over the
even
past
couple... 1999, when I went down to Biloxi, Mississippi,
yep,
they were all right.
They were doing fine, but over the past couple of years, some of their key personnel have changed, and a whole new corporate mindset has come over the company in order to not do anything for their customers. First of all...
Stephen, I wonder what it is with companies today, and you find it increasingly. I don't understand how they can stay in business like that with an attitude of, well, so what?
Gross indifference. Now, first of all, we talked about beat-up old jetliner. They do have, according to airsafe.com, the Northwest fleet is basically twice the age of any other average age of fleet of any of the major 10 carriers in the United States. 20.19 years as of June 2002. The average at American Airlines, for example, was exactly half that at 10.46. And talking about service issues...
It's really about people. Because
it's people. It's how you handle the situation.
Yeah.
Goes back one incident. The first one that really got under my skin was over a year ago, end of 2001. Passenger got to the airport a little late, was in an accident, or traffic was backed up on the way to the highway. Gets to the airport. Instead of trying to help them, the Northwest agent at Montreal Dorval Airport wants to get into a shouting match and an argument. Now, it's one thing if you...
Even in the days of Eastern Airlines and the great Lou Brunsma yelling at me going, here come the world travelers now.
And then they provide false or erroneous information as to what the alternatives were.
Right.
Saying, well, the flight is tomorrow, same time, we can put you on that. No, there were alternatives, a double connection on the same carrier that would have met the time constraints to arrive at the destination by the time they wanted to get there. But they did not provide that information, and they let them believe that the only way they could get there was to buy another ticket on another airline. Now,
yeah, we'll get this also. The other thing that occurred, even after all these years, it hasn't changed, because even this last week, I'm heading today to a conference, an engineering conference, and I had a flight booked on Northwest. And, you know, I had to go on a specific time because we do this show live at, you know, on Saturdays, and therefore the only flight I could take was an afternoon flight. They arbitrarily tell me, oh, by the way, you're leaving on the 6 a.m. flight. And then when I go to them, I said, well, how are you going to compensate me for my inconvenience? And they said, well, we'll put you on another flight. I said, no, I paid for that ticket. You know, that's not compensation. That's giving me what I paid for.
Yeah, and they just basically say, no, tough luck. We'll give you your money back. Well, they know very well that at the last minute, you're not going to find anything on the same fare on another carrier.
Of course, that's right.
In this instance, of your case, you got the same fare actually lower on American Airlines.
Yeah.
Got the times you wanted. And American's manager was so happy that you chose his company that he said, we'll be happy to provide you with a space available upgrade to first class. There's a company that is actively working with a CEO, Don Carty, who is trying to make concerted effort to get them over the brink, to make American Airlines a viable company for the future. But getting back to what's even worse about that end of 2001 incident, I talked to a fellow at Northwest, name of Kurt Ebenhock, and he says on the phone, okay, we'll refund you the money. Now, fine, he may have said that off the spur of the moment, just a rash decision, but he puts it in writing 3 days later. He had time to think about it. If he did not have the authority to provide that type of refund, or he did not have all the information, he should not put it in writing. But to go back 2 weeks after he wrote it and said, oh no, now I know more details, now I shouldn't have done it, whatever big excuse, no, you put it in writing. And we're talking $500 US. We're not, the CEO at Northwest spends more than that to take out his buddies for lunch. So for $500, he'd rather the relationship that we built with that company over years. I'm a corporate travel management consultant. I used to provide six figures plus of business referrals to Northwest in a year. And they'd say, no, for $500, we're not going to give you anything. Now, you'd think that, fine, his superior would see the light and say, hey, we made an error. You were telling me the story about how IBM grew to prominence.
Well, yeah. With Tom Watson, that was his whole thing. IBM, in the world of business machines, especially when they were starting out, and even today, they do not necessarily make the best, most featured, best value for the dollar merchandise. In fact, it tends to be a bit more pricey. Reliable, but pricey. And what they do with their sales reps, they say, if you make a promise, okay, be careful what you promise, but if you make a promise, and let's say a salesman makes this really wild promise, but it's physically doable, they will hold to the word of what the salesman said to keep the customer. Now, if it was really out of line, the promise company-wise, they will fire the salesman, you know, if it was that bad. But they will always keep their word to the customer. And that is how they ensured loyalty.
And of course, that's the opposite at Northwest. It's rather the customer go away, we'll keep the incompetent people on staff. Nobody bothered to say, look, no. We made that commitment. We'd rather have your business. We made a mistake. We're going to make adjustments to our internal mechanisms, but we're going to honor our commitment. No. Basically, the answer was, including from their customer relations people, from their vice president customer relations, there will be no further comment on this matter.
Oh, yeah.
Case closed. Don't bother us again. Well, of course, another friend of ours, Robin Brophy, he was going to go. And he, the only schedule that really fit his time, just like you, the only time was going to go was Northwest. So begrudgingly, he took a ticket. What they ended up doing was, because he couldn't make up his mind a couple of times because the people he was meeting were giving him the final go-ahead, he reserved and canceled. Reserved and canceled a couple of times before actually buying the ticket or having it issued. They sent him an invoice for $177 for quote-unquote their cost of the reservation through the Sabre system. This is totally unheard of. Now, of course, these same fellows in media relations can't give you a straight answer. They say it's not our department, that's sales accounting. No, you're in media relations. You pick up the phone and call sales accounting and you ask them what is being done. We've had service-related issues that we've gone to bat for here on Travel World over the last year with Air Canada, Via Rail, Mexicana, American, America West. All the airlines are not perfect. It's not a perfect world out there, but it's how you handle the situation. You maintain your customer. We're not saying the other airlines are perfect. No, they've got their own problems too. It's how their people stood up to bat and handled that business. So not only did they charge this fellow $177 for having the audacity to actually rebook and actually buy a ticket on Northwest. He didn't reserve and then buy a ticket on another airline. The day of his departure, they tell him his return flight was changed. He had to come back 3 hours earlier. He had to make a double connection. Originally, they wanted to put him on an overnighter, which until they miraculously found the code share with Alaskan Airlines to put him on. But 2.5 hours earlier. And what's their answer? No, you can't get an advanced seat. We can't do anything. You're going to be stuck in the middle seat. So you buy your ticket 3 months early, but you're still going to be treated like nothing. You got the middle seat in the back row. They tell him, well, maybe a day before you can go on our website and find a seat through our new mechanism at nwa.com that gets you advanced seating. No, that's not good enough. You have basically told a passenger that his trip plans are modified or his day is destroyed. You go out of your way to do it. Why should he go and have to look at the internet to do your job at Northwest? No, no.
It seems in this day and age, it's really sad to see a company who is ignoring basic business rules.
And whatever happened to customer service on the airlines? Well, isn't that the point they should be promoting?
If you're a customer, I mean,
it seems to be easier these days to go to Congress and cry and say the war and the recession and SARS and every reason, instead of saying, no, we want our customers, we want to keep the same customers. When I went to school,
and we want to keep them happy.
When I went to school, the customer you have, it's easier to keep the customer you have than to go and get a new customer. The one customer who
basic
complains.
Basic business.
The customer that I have now, I keep, it's cheaper than trying to find a new customer. And the one customer who complains represents 10 or more that say nothing but simply take their business elsewhere. That fact of business has been lost.
According to a recent marketing survey, the an angry customer will take an average of 29 and a half years before they'll ever come back to you.
Well, I don't think Northwest will be around in 29 and a half years. Well, but I mean, I don't think anyone at Northwest has bothered to think these basic tenets of business. They've had their, you know, that's many of their senior management do not seem to have ever come from a customer service background, from an aviation background. They've worked in industrial sales or companies where they've only had to deal with one or two big customers. They have not dealt with what a consumer wants. And I think that is why an airline that was once a proud symbol of American aviation might and was a flag carrier to the Orient, and people said, no, Northwest was great. No, Northwest today is not that carrier. They are looking to lose their customers, and I'm sorry. I cannot give them that recommendation. I'm sorry to our listeners that a couple of years ago I recommended them, because I cannot recommend them today, because you fly on them, you're at their mercy. They don't want your business, it seems.
So, on to happy news. I'm headed to Salt Lake City, Utah for the week.
On American Airlines, a company that does want your business, Don Carty taking a concerted effort to welcome Travel World listeners to our program.
So, as I go off to attend Novell's Brain Share Seminar, Steve?
Well, another week on the all-new AM 990 The X.
Join us again. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Stay tuned for The X.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.